Imagine a practice that doesn't come to a grinding halt when you want to do something crazy, like take a 3-day weekend or, heaven forbid, a 2-week holiday. A practice where you aren't the bottleneck because every single minute detail of every case doesn't have to pass through your hands to be completed correctly. A practice with fewer problems and happier clients because systems and processes have drastically reduced room for error and automated away some of your most frustrating and tedious work. A practice that can scale in a way that works for you and your lifestyle, where you aren't having to reinvent the wheel with each hire or maybe not have to hire anyone at all. That's what we are building in Rosen Institute's law firm Flywheel program. You can find out more at roseninstitute.com/join. There's no magic, just a straightforward, step-by-step approach to build a system for building systems in your practice, and more importantly, keeping those systems up to date, getting buy-in from your team, and making sure that your processes are followed so that you aren't the one keeping all those plates spinning. Registration closes soon. Come join us at roseninstitute.com/join.
This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Istanbul. We've been here in Istanbul quite a few times over the years, and we've spent considerable time wandering this city. We're here as the final stop on a big tour of Turkey. We started in Antalya, then Kaş, followed by Konya, then over to Cappadocia, followed by Izmir. We've had 2 rental cars and 4 domestic flights, plus a hot air balloon ride. Landing here in Istanbul, it feels a little bit like coming home because we've spent so much time here. It's so familiar. Plus, it's an incredibly dynamic, vibrant, interesting city. We kind of love it, and we are having an absolutely great time so far.
It's time for your tech tip. Some of us are the kind of people I'll label reasonable human beings who just like things to work. Maybe you don't have the most bleeding-edge features, but when you log on to something or turn something on, it does what it's supposed to do. And if it doesn't, there is a support person standing by via email or phone or live chat to get things fixed. Others, like yours truly, are what I'll call gluttons for punishment. We are either always fighting with or just outright indulging our urge to tinker. A safe, reliable product that costs $20 per month per user, that is for the rubes. I have my document storage and email set up on a server I have no idea how to access or administer for $10, or better yet, on a server in the office where the cleaning guy accidentally kicks out the power cord once a week. Now, it used to be a lot more common to administer pretty big pieces of our technology stacks internally. Depending on how long you've been practicing, you may remember a day when every firm relied on some local IT guy to set up a server in the office for email, for storing files, for phone systems, even for client tracking software. For better or worse, configuring email servers that don't run into show-stopping issues regarding deliverability and spam blocking has become all but impossible. And as a result, we have all moved to using services like Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace. The same thing goes for document storage. That used to be some drive you had to be in the office to connect to or use remote desktop to access. Hopefully, that is. I still talk to lawyers who are under the impression that handling all their file storage on a computer in the office that their cousin configured back in 2012 is somehow more secure than using Dropbox or ShareFile or OneDrive. I'm a big fan of making important features like security updates, backups, uptime, and the rest somebody else's problem. When we can hand off those hassles to companies that have lots of money and staff they can dedicate to keeping our data secure, making sure our employees and clients can access it from anywhere, and making sure the website to access it isn't down for several hours each week, we can focus on more valuable work. I mention this because there's plenty of very interesting free and open source software out there. That is software with the source code available that's free to use and modify to your heart's content. Some of it is maintained by hobbyists and volunteers. Some of it is maintained by big companies like Facebook and Microsoft. These tools aren't bad, not at all. Just about every website and piece of web software runs dozens of component pieces of open source software for serving pages, handling networking, connecting to other software, and more. And those of us who are tinkerers often get tempted to think we can leverage this amazing world of free software to save truckloads of money and have absolute control and mastery of our data. I often get questions about some of these tools. The prospect of getting a fairly sophisticated piece of software for the trivial cost of a web host is enticing. The issue is that it puts us back in that zone of being responsible for all of those tricky things like managing our own security, troubleshooting, and making sure the thing actually stays online when we need it. There is, of course, a middle ground. Just like we might pay for a commercial product like Slack, Mattermost.com is an open source team communication software that you can install and host wherever you want. But they also provide paid support so that they can handle the hosting and administration for you. Most of us don't want to be in the business of setting up databases and web servers or keeping a developer on staff to do it for us. If you've ever had a WordPress website, you have likely used a service like WP Engine to host it for you. WordPress is open source. There's nothing stopping you from installing it on a much cheaper web host or running it off a machine in your office, but you then become your own admin. A service like WP Engine gives you somebody to handle all the geeky minutiae and somebody to call when there's a problem. For years, the Rosen Law Firm hosted a web forum on a variety of open source platforms. We had lots of flexibility. We could modify the forum software in any way we wanted, but it also meant that we would frequently run into issues that left me scrambling to find a developer, paying whatever was asked to fix the problem, and desperately hoping that he or she was able to get it resolved in a timely manner. We eventually migrated to Discourse.org. Discourse is a free open source forum software, but the team that builds it also offers commercial plans for hosting and management. We let them worry about making sure our software was up and running so that I could get back to more important things, like fussing at attorneys who stole calculators from the conference rooms. I suppose what I'm really getting at is that when it comes to mission-critical processes and software in your business, you want to make complicated stuff like server updates and backups and security somebody else's problem. Regardless of whether or not you are using a proprietary service or an open-source alternative, you are going to be paying for it, either in your time, your team's time, a contractor's fee, or a commercial support plan for quote-unquote free software. Now, all that said, don't let me dissuade you from tinkering and experimenting and trying out these options. That's how we move things forward. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. We developed our own apps and software for various marketing reasons or to help gather data from our clients, but we were always keenly aware, largely from experience, that we were on the hook if something goofed up. We needed to make sure we had a developer on call to fix those issues. There are lots of awesome free and open source software packages like docassemble.org for document automation, or Paperless NGX for file categorization and storage, that even without guide rails might make sense in a limited context for your practice. But you need to be aware that if you aren't going the route of a managed product where you are getting commercial support, you are on your own as far as support and keeping the service up and running are concerned. Now, if you're in a firm large enough to have dedicated IT or development staff, things may be very different. If you have people who are experienced in administering and modifying these services and are on call to handle the issues your other employees run into, the flexibility these open source tools offer by way of being able to make any modifications you need may very well be worth the effort. For most of us, though, and I include myself here, we are better off making the trickier details someone else's problem. Keep experimenting, keep playing around, but when it comes to mission-critical tools, don't put yourself in a precarious position where you are in over your head if you don't have the resources or the team available to step up to that challenge. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. You know, there's an old saying, or maybe it's just something that my wife constantly reminds me of. She says that being bored is a sign of a lazy mind. Now, that usually comes up when she's dragged me to a museum or a display of historic ruins, and Yes, there are moments when I am bored. But interestingly, and you may feel the same way as I do, I haven't really felt particularly bored since smartphones became a thing. I've got this endless source of entertainment at my fingertips all the time. Boredom, it's not really a thing for me anymore. I'm not sure that it's a thing for anyone, but I'm not so sure that my mind is in fact any less lazy. But hang on a second. This conversation that we're having, it isn't about smartphones or boredom. It's about something that has a parallel, an analogy to legal marketing. Imagine using low prices as the sole and shining beacon of your law firm's marketing strategy. Imagine going with price as your competitive advantage. A lot of law firms promote themselves on price. Now, usually they say something that's a little less obvious than the sort of thing that Walmart might say. Walmart was using a tagline, always low prices, for a very long time. That was their approach to getting the word out about their low prices. They are now saying something at least a little more subtle. They say, save more, live better. Well, law firms, they usually go with something that is even a little more dignified than save more, live better. They say something like, they are affordable. They are trying to be a little more professional rather than going straight to a big red neon sign that says cheapest law firm in town. Now, I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of the low price approach. I don't think imitating Walmart, at least with respect to the low prices, makes sense in most law firms. You know, Walmart, they don't just lower their prices. They lower their costs. They buy in bulk. They buy in huge bulk. They have big league negotiating power over prices. Then they go further. They systematize distribution and delivery, and they strip their stores down to the purely functional. They deliver on the promise of low prices while they're maintaining their great margins. They know things. They've developed expertise. They understand how to sell merchandise at a low price while still making plenty of money. When law firms sell at low prices, well, because labor is our big expense, law firms, they simply earn less. Low prices, they clearly make sense for a company like Walmart, but I don't think they make sense for professional services firms. For a law firm, low prices, cutting prices in order to get the business, that is a marketing tactic of last resort. Just like being bored might be the sign of a lazy mind, well, relying solely on price, especially a low price, as your marketing message, it's the telltale sign of a lazy marketer. Why? Because when you resort to slashing prices or highlighting just how cheap you are, it's a cry that says, I've run out of better ideas. It's the marketing equivalent of tossing up your hands and saying, well, I can't show them why I'm any good, so I'll just tell them that I'm cheap. But you and your law firm, you're much more than that. You have years of study and experience and wins and even losses that have taught you valuable lessons. You aren't the stripped down Walmart version of a lawyer. You come complete with all of the features and the benefits of a lawyer. Why would you want to boil all of that down to simply a low price? Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody loves a good deal, a discount, a bargain, but think of the clientele that you want to attract to your law firm. Do you want your firm swamped with clients who are always searching for the lowest possible rates? Do you want clients who are just waiting to get the next special rate or coupon before they walk across the street to a different law firm? Listen, these clients that you attract with low prices, these are the clients who delay on making their payments to you. They dodge making their payments. These clients, they're trouble. So instead, why not stand out because of who you are and what you are and your expertise and your client relationship skills and your unique approach to the law and your track record and the story that only you can tell about your background and your history and why it is that you do what it is that you do the way you do it. When you choose a differentiation strategy that goes beyond just price, well, you attract clients who respect you, who understand your worth, who understand the value of the services that you deliver, who are willing to pay for the quality that you promise. So my wife might be right. Being bored, it might be the sign of a lazy mind. I'm not sure, but I do know that relying solely on price in your marketing, that is absolutely the calling card of the uninspired marketer. You and your law firm, you are better than that. Your services are priceless. Price should not be your focus in your marketing. Let the world know that you are better. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Istanbul, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.